Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. It's called CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a brain disorder caused by head trauma, CTE linked to dementia and depression. Researchers tell ABC News and ESPN that 9 living former NFL players are showing signs of it, and there may be more cases. Pro Football Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett says he has CTE and doesn't recognize himself anymore.
I get frustrated and I look at him, I say, you're just in this shell. You're not Anthony Tony Dorsett. You're not him anymore. Who are you? Who are you becoming? I beat myself up. I challenged myself. Who are you becoming, man? Look at you.
Dorsett spoke to ESPN's Outside the Lines. Strong support in the Senate for an employment non-discrimination bill. Legislation to be voted on today would ban employers from discriminating against gay, bisexual, and transgender workers, but the bill may not pass the House. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand wants new protections for victims of sexual assault in the military.
Too often, these brave men and women are in the fight of their life, and it is not on some far-off foreign soil. It's right within their own ranks, with their commanding officer, as victims of horrific acts of sexual violence.
Her bill would dramatically change the way sex assault cases are handled, taking judicial authority away from the military chain of command. Child booster seats are getting better, safer. That's the finding from new research by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. 19 out of 31 brands getting the rating best bet.
More booster seats are doing a good job of positioning belts on booster age kids, usually 4 to 8 years old.
Russ Rader with the Institute. George Strait has won the Entertainer of the Year award at the Country Music Association's event. This is ABC News.
Hello?
Hi, I found your name on the internet. I'm going through a foreclosure. Can you help?
Sure, it's simple. We'll just leverage your transitory expenditures into a fiduciary trust, and we massage those assets before your money goes into my private account.
I don't get it.
If you're facing foreclosure, who should you trust? The Hope Hotline is a free resource connecting you with HUD-approved housing counseling agencies available 24 hours a day who can give you the information and clarity you need. Call the Hope Hotline at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-4673. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Politics, now that Chris Christie has won his New Jersey governor's race re-election, a Tea Party Republican critic, Rand Paul, is accusing Christie of spending federal relief funds on tourism ads to help win that second term in office. Here's ABC's Andy Field.
After Superstorm Sandy, this New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, quote, helped power a state tourism campaign.
Stronger than the storm, baby!
But fellow Republican Senator Rand Paul told a Senate hearing that Christie used $25 million in relief funds to help get himself reelected.
I don't want to pay for ads for someone's advertising out of Sandy Relief Fund. It gives the whole thing a black eye.
No black eye, said Christie's press aide last spring, saying those ads only ran outside New Jersey to bring tourists back after the storm. Andy Field, ABC News.
For the 33rd time this year, the Dow Jones Index closed at a record high yesterday, gaining 128 points. Richard Davies, ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning, everyone. It is 7.04 a.m., 63 degrees outside, and as you know, in the cars, it is raining out there. I'm Heather King. 53 people are behind bars now for crimes involving illegal guns and hardcore drugs, and Greenville police say some of them are in local gangs. Greenville police say they are still looking for 21 more suspects, bringing the total of targets in this operation to 74. Greenville Police Chief Hassan Aiden says this has been a 9-month undercover operation, with those arrested involved with illegal firearms, marijuana, crack cocaine, and heroin, just to name a few. The roundup of the suspects started on Friday. Out of the 21 still remaining, Lieutenant Carlton Williams says it shouldn't be long before they, too, are behind bars. The Assistant U.S. Attorney's Office is investigating the crimes. 27 guns, 2 vehicles, marijuana, crack, powder cocaine, heroin, ecstasy, Percocet, and oxycodone were all seized by police. Authorities have now issued arrest warrants for the owner of a ride at the North Carolina State Fair that investigators say injured 5 people after safety equipment was tampered with. The Wake County Sheriff's Office says warrants for 32-year-old Joshua Macaroni were issued Wednesday. The statement said Macaroni is charged with 2 felony counts of assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury, and a 3rd felony count of assaulting a juvenile. 2 adults and a 14-year-old are still in the hospital now 2 weeks after being thrown from the vortex. The other 2 were treated and released. The ride is owned by Macaroni's family business, Family Attractions Amusement Company of Valdosta, Georgia. 2 very young children have lost their parents in a tragic double homicide. The Wayne County Sheriff's Office says the children of the 2 people murdered, who are ages 1 and 3, were found in their home outside of Mount Olive, where their parents were found dead Tuesday. The 2 boys were not hurt and are now with family, according to Major Tom Effler. Effler says 27-year-old Tyrone Beeman Jr. and 21-year-old Chandrea Milhouse of Nightdale were found dead in Beeman's Waller Road home Tuesday afternoon. Members of Beeman's family stopped by after they hadn't heard from him for a few days. Inside, they found Beeman and Milhouse dead in a bathtub and the 2 little children unhurt. Sheriff Kerry Winder says they believe the children were in the home with the dead bodies for 1 or 2 days. Investigators don't think this was a random act, and it could be revenge-driven. They said the house was not ransacked, but they described the scene as disturbing. The 2 children were not brothers. One was a child of Beeman, the other of Milhouse. It's believed the 2 were dating. A woman indicted for the murder of a Greenville woman who was shot in her car is now out on bond. Officials at the Pitt County Detention Center say Alicia Parker posted a $1 million bond and left the jail Tuesday evening. Parker was indicted in September for the August 17th murder of Sierra Clark in Greenville. Witnesses say they saw 2 vehicles stopped in the travel lanes near the intersection of 14th and Tyson Streets, and 26-year-old Sierra Clark was found dead. 20-year-old Datreon Parker and 24-year-old Timothy Reeves are also charged with Clark's murder. They, however, are both still behind bars. The time right now is 7:07. I'm Heather King.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Showers early today, then becoming cloudy for the afternoon hours with a high around 70 degrees. A 30% chance of rain for today. Again, tapering off. This afternoon, cloudy early tonight, becoming mostly clear after midnight, lows in the upper 30s, so a chilly night on tap for your Friday. Sunshine back in the forecast with a high of 59 degrees. Clear skies for your Friday night with a low of 33. And for Saturday, game day here in Greenville, abundant sunshine, highs in the low 60s and lows in the upper 30s. Right now, though, rain is blanketing eastern North Carolina. The current temp is 63 degrees. Talk to the town Thursday, the 7th day of November, 2013. Stay tuned. A fun and entertaining Thursday TOT coming up next.
Home for the holidays. Let Allbritt Interiors help you celebrate your home this holiday season with big savings on all floor items and 20% off custom orders from CR Lane. Shop Allbritt Interiors for lamps, rugs, pictures, and unique items arriving just in time to make your home sparkle. New carpet and fresh new wallpaper will get your home ready for company. Allbritt Interiors can make your home shine this season and in the new year to come. Allbritt Interiors, 109 West Fire Tower Road, open Monday through Saturday.
Computers. What would we do without them? When I have a problem with my PC, I take it to University PC Care. Voted best computer repair in Greenville by the Greenville Times. These guys can resolve any computer issue. Have an Apple? They can fix that too. That's right. University PC Care is the only Apple authorized service provider east of Raleigh, servicing Apple computers with genuine parts. Call Ashton and the pros at University PC Care, 558-1280, located on Fire Tower Road between Charles and Arlington Boulevard, or University PC Care.
Hi, this is Talbot Green with D&J Gateway Mortgage. It's an exciting time of year in Greenville. Football, great weather, and a hot housing market with interest rates still being historically low. The first thing you need to do is call us, Talbot Green, Joanne Weir, or Katie Strickland at D&J Gateway Mortgage to get pre-qualified for your home loan. For many years, we've been helping the people of Eastern North Carolina secure the most competitive interest rates and programs on home loans. Interest rates are still low. I repeat, interest rates are still low. Don't miss an opportunity to purchase more home with the lower interest rate or save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call us now and ask how we can secure a low interest rate with limited money down and closing costs. Call Talbot Green, Joanne Weir, or Katie Strickland at D&J Gateway Mortgage, 252-565-4377. That's 252-565-4377. Ask about our no closing cost option.
D&J Gateway Mortgage, equal housing lender.
It's the big finish at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Hey folks, this is Chip Davis. We want to say thanks to all of our customers in Eastern North Carolina this holiday season. We invite everyone to come see our selection of new cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans during our annual Big Finish sales event. We're offering great financing options and big savings for you.
The end of the year is the absolute best time to buy a new car at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. You'll get huge end-of-year savings on all remaining new 2013s. But that's not all. Even the new 2014 models have been discounted for this Big Finish event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2013 Chrysler and Ram vehicles. Or lease the new 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $359 a month.
It's finally here. Come see us now for the best selection. You don't want to miss the Big Finish at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep, across from the Cracker Barrel in Greenville.
Grand Cherokee lease payments based on 39 months with $24.99 down. See dealer for details.
For some, waking up is not an easy thing to do. But for one man, waking up is easy. Because he... Hey, Henry, wake up. It is easy because he... Hey, Henry. Henry, seriously, you need to wake up here. Because he... Forget it. It's not easy for anyone, apparently. This is Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning, Eastern North Carolina. Welcome to Talk of the Town. I'm Doug Raymond sitting in for Henry Hinton. It's 7:11 on your clock and 11:07 on your calendar. And I'm telling you, you're in store for a show. I hate to raise expectations, but I'm just telling you. The stars are in alignment. I'm in here this morning on no sleep, stayed up all night, had some commitments last night, and just got in so late I said, the heck with it. Prepped for the show, came on over, have a lot of great stuff. As a matter of fact, we have so much news, cutting-edge news, news that you're going to want to hear, some light, some heavy. Michael, I may want you to call Henry and just ask him if we can skip commercials today. I mean, I know he made a fortune running all those political ads. I mean, I don't think we have time for commercials today. So you think that'll go over pretty well or not?
It may.
Okay, so...
negative.
Negative? Nope. I think I just heard a thud, and that was Henry, wherever he is, falling to the floor,
or if he's grasping driving, his if he's heart. Driving, he just wrecked his car.
Well, anyway, it is, of course, Trent McGee here with us. Good to see you, McGee.
Good seeing you, Doug.
I know you were out yesterday, so you didn't get any of the post-election coverage. I listened to some of it on the radio. Henry did his normal excellent job, and there was a lot of good stuff that came out of that. We're going to do a little follow-up to that and talk about some of the election numbers, and then we're going to have some fun. I'm going to bring back something. I had to dust off something from – years and years ago that was a little radio tradition of mine that we're going to have some fun with later today involving one of the interviews that Henry did. And, of course, the men in the pen today, Michael and Coach back there. How you guys doing? You ready to rock and roll this morning?
Absolutely.
Can you tell I got a little five-hour energy in me?
Six-hour energy.
Okay. Coach, you all right?
He's sleeping. It's okay.
I want to hear from Coach. What's kind of – Coach, you with me?
It's just rain, Doug. How you doing this morning?
It's just the rain?
Yeah, blame it on the rain.
No, man, it's all sunshine in here, my friend. The sun always shines on Talk of the Town. Let me start off by giving out the phone numbers, because if you want to jump in, we're going to cover so much. If you want to jump in on something, write down the number and get in when you can. 561-8255, 561-8255, that's the number. If you want to talk about something. And as I said, it's just one of those mornings as I was going through the news. I had a couple things I wanted to talk about anyway. And then I went through the news and I just kept on running and go, oh, there's a great story. There's a great story. There's a great story. I guess we'll start off with something that's fairly serious in the political world for all you political junkies. And I may have some insider info on this, too, that you're going to enjoy. Today there's a press conference planned for longtime North Carolina Congressman Howard Coble. Now, Coble is a Republican
that serves over in Guilford County, Greensboro area, and over there has been, he has been in there forever. And I can tell you, it's not going to be a surprise, he is going to announce that he is not going to run for another term. And pretty much as soon as this campaign report came out and people saw that he wasn't raising money, it was very apparent that that's the way it was going to go. But let me tell you something, and not making – I'm not saying that you can't serve at an advanced age, but Howard Coble's 82, so it may be time for him to pass the reins. But you want to talk about a hot seat this is going to be. Already it's been very well known that many of you know the name Phil Berger is very familiar to you. Phil Berger, the Senate pro tem, the head of the North Carolina Senate. But his son, who is a district attorney, Phil Berger Jr., it's fairly well known that if Coble did decide not to run, that Phil Berger Jr. was going to get into that. So you'll probably hear an announcement very shortly after Coble's announcement about Phil Berger Jr. Another Forsyth County Republican Party Chairman, Nathan Tabor, who – how do I say this kindly about – and Nathan listens to everything, so he'll probably call and rip me, but – Nathan's run for everything. He's one of those people. He just shows up for he's just always around someplace. He's kind of made it clear that he may run. There's a Greensboro minister named Mark Walker that may throw his hat in the ring. Alamance County Board of Commissioner Tom Manning has been rumored to have an interest. Former mayor of the beautiful town of Pleasant Garden, Bill Wright. And former chairman of the Guilford County Republican Party, Bill Wright, all those. But here's the one that may shock some people. I have heard through inside sources that there is a very famous person who lives in the Greensboro area that is in that district, that is a Republican, that is thinking about running. And it is race car driver Terry Labonte.
Terry Labonte.
And he owns a car dealership there, and I think he co-owns it with Rick Hendrick. But okay. I got that last night in a phone call from a very reliable source that said Terry Labonte has some serious interest in it. So that is going to be a heck of a race, a heck of a race.
No pun intended.
Yes. Oh, very good. I didn't even pick up on that. That's when you're slow. So anyway – there's no need to listen to the announcement later today. I just told you what it's going to be. So, once again, we're at the tip of the news spear here and cutting edge.
Interesting.
Telling you what's that. So,
the number 32 Chevrolet making a comeback.
Oh, you're into it, aren't you?
I know about Terry Labonte.
And I read this morning, I think, Labonte, he's still racing. And didn't he race a couple races this year or something? I mean, he's one of those ones that, like Bill Elliott that'll just.
Yeah, if he has, of course, he's been at the back of the pack. And
I think his best finish was like 19th or something.
But. Yeah, I haven't heard his name mentioned.
But anyway, that's pretty big political news
it is.
For North Carolina. And as I said, there was a lot of speculation. You remember there was speculation that Phil Berger might run for United States Senate, and he spent about $1 million in advertising just in that Greensboro area. And some people were scratching their heads saying, this was before I started guest hosting. Henry had me on as a commentator one day, and he said, what does this mean? And I told him, I said, I think what's happening is he's trying to raise his name profile to help his son, who may be running. Because they just – if you were going to run for Senate, you would run those ads statewide, to test what your name ID is statewide. He kept it within that district, and he was, just trying to boost the Phil Berger name, hoping there would be some residual for Phil Berger Jr. Mm-hmm. So it looks like that that may come to fruition. So I'm sure Henry's going to be talking about that in days and weeks to come. Also have a story. We may not get to it this hour, but if you remember old former Wake County School Board member Deborah Goldman, remember she had the affair with the other boy, and then she got out. So she goes – I'm not going to say in shame, but she moves to this tiny little town in Wilkes County. I think there's like 400 people living there. They have their elections yesterday. She wins as a write-in candidate for the town council, and her boyfriend that she's living with there wins the other seat for a write-in candidate, and then one of their friends. And so it's like they've basically gone in there and through write-in ballots have taken over the town. And it's really interesting. I'll give you some of the background on that, and there's some controversy about a company there and some other stuff. But, I mean, she just cannot stay out of the headlines. But she rebounded from her affair very quickly, found a boyfriend, moved in with her in a little town, and now they're both going to be board members in that town. So we'll talk about that some. Have a great story about a hacker who got into the NC DOT traffic alert system over in Raleigh and put up a very – could be dangerous, but a pretty humorous traffic alert up there that DOT is none too happy about. And as I said, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Greenville results from the election, and then just got all sorts of stuff. But once again, the phone lines are open at 561-8255-561-8255. Heather King has made her way to the studio. Heather, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
It's so good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
And you made the run from down the street, huh?
The rainy run. The sprint is
It is
splashing.
Not pretty. It is not pretty out there
No,
at
it's
all.
Not. You know, it's kind of nice to see the rain, but it'd be nice to see the rain with a cup of coffee on my couch.
No,
you
well,
know what I mean?
You're
telling
me.
Amen to that.
I think there's a whole lot of nodding going on out there. That's exactly right. It's no fun to drive to work in the morning through that, but we appreciate you making the trek.
And, my pleasure.
We'll get another news update from you shortly. And matter of fact, let's go ahead and hit the first break, Michael. And when we come back, we'll get some news from Heather. And maybe I know we got a big sports night tonight, so we're going to get some sports from McGee. And if you want to chime in, phone lines are open at 561-8255. You are listening to Talk of the Town. I'm Doug Raymond sitting in for Henry Hinton on WTIB 103.7 and Cable Channel 7.
Stuart Deacon, General Manager at Edenton Motors.
You know, at Edenton Motors, we sell Chevrolet, GMC, and Buick, American car companies. You will not find a better quality automobile than a Chevrolet, a Buick, or a GMC truck.
If a truck is what you want, Edenton Motors is the place to go.
Northeastern North Carolina is truck country. And at Edenton Motors, we are super excited about the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra. They are smarter and more capable than ever, and I can't wait for our customers to see this new truck.
And you'll definitely find what you're looking for.
We always carry well over $3 million worth of new car and truck inventory. And what that means to the customer is that you always have a great selection to choose from at Edenton Motors.
Edenton Motors, exit 230 off Route 17 in Edenton or at edentonmotors.com.
You're not going to find a better value and buy a car for less money than at Edenton Motors.
Arg, it's Friday. Eat, drink, and dance. Uptown Greenville invites you to Freeboot Fridays, a celebration for all pirate fans. Enjoy fantastic food served by Uptown restaurants and cold beverages in the Beer and Wine Garden. Join us on November 8th with local favorites, Spare Change. Freeboot Friday starts at 5 p.m. and continues until 8 p.m. at the corner of 5th and Evans in the Uptown District. Freeboot Fridays, before home football games.
When you're on the go, it's Trade Wilco. No matter where you go in Eastern Carolina, there's sure to be an attractive and always clean Trade Wilco Hess station nearby. For the absolute lowest prices on gas, groceries, and travel necessities, stop at any of the Trade Wilco Hess stations throughout Eastern Carolina. Keep your eyes on the road, but remember to look for the green and white Hess sign. The best part? No one supports the ECU Pirates more. So when you're on the go, it's Trade Wilco.
Hey folks, this is Coach Steve Logan from Meineke Car Care. Meineke has two locations in Pitt County, Fire Tower Road in Winterville and Brompton Lane in Greenville beside the Greenville Auto Auction. Meineke wants to help extend the life of your car. They will perform a free 35-point visual safety inspection to help determine your car's health. Just stop by Meineke and they'll scan the codes free of charge. And right now, both Pitt County Meineke locations are offering 50% off all brake pads and oil changes for just $19.95. Meineke is your one-stop full-service center from oil changes to state inspections to small and major repairs. No matter what you drive, they can service it and they'll get it right the first time. Visit Meineke on Fire Tower Road in Winterville and on Brompton Lane beside the Greenville Auto Auction in Greenville. For more savings, print off the coupons and make your appointment at Meineke.com.
Got car trouble? Better make it Meineke.
Thanks for making us part of your morning routine, even though it's right in between bathroom time and making the coffee. Hey, we'll take it. This is 103.7 WTIB's Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town. I'm Doug Raymond sitting in for Henry Hinton on WTIB 103.7 and Cable Channel 7. Those of you watching Cable Channel 7, how'd I do covering up the bags under my eyes?
Pretty good. I'd never guessed that you were napping in bed.
I've gone sleepless. Not sleepless in Seattle, but sleepless in Greenville. But I feel very good, and I feel confident that I can make it to 9. The question is going to be the drive back to the coast. That's going to be the killer.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to be here again tomorrow. Tomorrow I will probably look like, somebody who's been waterboarded at Guantanamo or something. That's usually when it hits you the second day, but you'll just carry me tomorrow. The weather today, let me give you some weather, because I know a lot of people are looking at that, especially coming up for the weekend ball game. Today, showers early. Stick your head outside. You'll see that. Then cloudy in the afternoon, high around 70 degrees. Winds out of the west at 10 to 15 miles an hour. A chance of rain, 30%. We've already got it. Tonight, cloudy early, becoming mostly clear after midnight for you party animals. Low down to 38. And then Friday, sunny skies, a high of 59. And then Friday night, mostly clear, a low of 33. I believe that is just 1 degree from freezing. And winds light and variable. And then here we go, your Saturday game day forecast, abundant sunshine. I like that. Not just sunshine, but abundant sunshine. High in the low 60s, low in the upper 30s. And then Sunday, the same thing, sunshine, high in the mid-60s, low in the upper 30s. So that's pretty good football weather. I mean, players might need the little long sleeve under the jerseys, but that's good football weather. The weather is sponsored, I believe, and McGee's in charge of that.
Yeah, by Tab Premium Built Homes, who just opened their new office in Greenville. So they're right next door to Finelli's on Red Banks Road in the Lindell Shops. They also opened a second showroom to better assist their Greenville clients in designing and enjoying the building process. Tab is the same builder you've been hearing about for years. Of course, built Nicholas Sparks' home, Curtis Strange's home. So check them out online to take a view of those homes at tabpremiumbuilthomes.com, and you'll discover why people always say that Tab is quality.
I didn't know they built Curtis's. I had heard about that. I've been in Curtis's. I've never seen Sparks' home. But
take a look at that. I've watched it, I think, 3 different times online. It is some...
The marketing guru that I had, a friend of mine had a condominium development that is directly across the water from Curtis's house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to Curtis. I had this great idea for a commercial, and I wanted... because basically, I mean, the long and the short of it is when they built the condo, Curtis had this beautiful view of the Sound. And when they built the condo, it kind of screwed up his view. So I had this idea of Curtis whacking golf balls into the condo because he was mad because they took his perfect view. And then he said, but you can still have the view. But he didn't go for it. But
is he a big deal in that area?
No, I mean, no he's
I've
not.
Never seen him out. And I
mean, he goes out a lot, but I mean – and I'm not saying, but Beaufort people, Morehead City people, they kind of are very, very laid back. And I'm sure there's somebody that would go up and say something to him. But he eats all the time at Stillwater down in Beaufort. Everybody knows, you know, he's there a couple times a month when he's in town. Nobody bothers him. Same thing when back in the old days when George W. Bush used to come down and fish all the time. I mean, everybody and their brother knew when you saw, you know, the Learjet come flying into the airport and there's about 40 black Suburbans running around town. You know what's going on. They left him alone. And I think I told you, I ran into Krzyzewski one day on the beach. He's got a place in Pine Hill Shores. And people down there are pretty good about leaving alone. Bruce Willis used to have a place down there, and I think he sold it now. But, no, Curtis is a nice guy. And
I still think that when he and Tirico do the – British Open broadcast. It's one of the best golf broadcasts you can watch for 4 days.
Yeah.
They're really good. He's good.
He's great. And it upsets him. He is an avid sport fisherman. And the Big Rock tournament falls on U.S. Open weekend every year. Mm. And so it's really upsets him. Now, for a couple years, he wasn't doing the U.S. Open commentary, so he did fish in the Big Rock. But he really hates it because he doesn't – most of the time he doesn't get to fish the Big Rock.
Yeah.
And that's really – I've talked to him. He said that's one of his dreams is not to win it, but just to bring a fish to the scale at the Big Rocks. I mean, and so you got a guy who's a back-to-back U.S. Open champion, and, you know, he says his dream's to – bring a marlin to the scales at the Big Rocks.
He is guaranteed a paycheck, though, if he stays on the broadcast.
You're exactly right. All right. I'll tell you what. We got the bottom of the hour here. I want to stay tight on the brakes. Let's go ahead and take a break, Michael. And when we come back, we'll do a little news and sports because there is a lot of news and a lot of sports. And then we'll get into some of those other topics. You're listening to Talk of the Town. Doug Raymond, humbled and honored to be sitting in for Henry Hinton on WTIB 103.7 FM and Cable Channel 7.
When it comes to what we eat, quality and freshness is a must. And at Ding Batters Restaurant, located at 111 Fire Tower Road in Winterville, that's what you get. Only fresh, never frozen local seafood made to order by our culinary team. Weekly specials include Tuesday night, 30 cents, peel and eat North Carolina shrimp. Thursdays, dollar oysters on the half shell. And all you can eat crab legs for just $30 a person every Sunday night. And remember, when freshness matters, come to Ding Batters, 111 Fire Tower Road, Winterville.
Don't let cataracts disrupt your life any longer. The time for restorative clarity is now. Precision Eye Care is Eastern North Carolina's only team certified to perform LensX laser cataract removal. LensX is the most advanced and reliable cataract procedure available. Where traditional cataract procedures require the use of a scalpel, LensX uses a finely tuned laser to precisely and quickly break up the entire cataract for easy removal. This bladeless procedure is painless and more gentle than traditional cataract procedures, which often results in faster recovery times and lasting results. The level of clarity you'll receive from the LensX procedure is matched only by the renowned expertise of Precision Eye Care. To learn more about LensX laser cataract removal, contact Precision Eye Care at 252-946-2171 or visit precisioninc.com today and experience life-changing clarity.
Hey folks, this is Coach Steve Logan from Meineke Car Care. Meineke has two locations in Pitt County, Fire Tower Road in Winterville and Brompton Lane in Greenville beside the Greenville Auto Auction. Meineke wants to help extend the life of your car. They will perform a free 35-point visual safety inspection to help determine your car's health. Just stop by Meineke and they'll scan the codes free of charge. And right now, both Pitt County Meineke locations are offering 50% off all brake pads and oil changes for just $19.95. Meineke is your one-stop, full-service center from oil changes to state inspections to small and major repairs. No matter what you drive, they can service it and they'll get it right the first time. Visit Meineke on Fire Tower Road in Winterville and on Brompton Lane beside the Greenville Auto Auction in Greenville. For more savings, print off the coupons and make your appointment at Meineke.com. Got car trouble? Better make it Meineke.
One of the most difficult tasks for an individual or family is setting and sticking to a planned budget. Hi, I'm Tommy Pay with the Journeys Group. As a certified financial planner, I'll assist you and your family to create a plan with the greatest probability to help you achieve your financial goals. Together, we'll compile a sensible, intelligent, proactive plan that financially secures your future, and I'll even referee the arguments that you're inevitably going to have. Give me a call, Tommy Pay, at 746-6785 to start your financial planning and your budgeting today.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning, everyone. It's 7:34 on this rainy Thursday morning. I'm Heather King. 53 people are behind bars for crimes involving illegal guns and hardcore drugs, and Greenville police say some of them are in local gangs. Greenville police say they're still looking for 21 suspects, bringing the total in this operation to 74 people. Greenville Police Chief Hassan Aiden says it's been a 9-month undercover operation with those arrested involved with illegal guns, marijuana, crack cocaine, and heroin, just to name a few. The roundup of these people started on Friday. Out of the 21 still remaining, Lieutenant Carlton Williams says it shouldn't be long before they, too, are behind bars. The assistant U.S. attorney is investigating the crimes. Seized in this operation were 27 guns, two vehicles, marijuana, crack, powder cocaine, heroin, ecstasy, Percocet, and oxycodone. Authorities have issued arrest warrants now for the owner of a ride at the North Carolina State Fair that investigators say injured five people after safety equipment was tampered with. The Wake County Sheriff's Office said the warrants for 32-year-old Joshua Macaroni were issued Wednesday. Statement said Macaroni is charged with two felony counts of assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury, and a third felony charge of assaulting a juvenile. Two adults and a 14-year-old remain hospitalized in Raleigh now 2 weeks after being thrown from the vortex. Two others were treated and released. That ride is owned by Macaroni's family business, Family Attractions Amusement Company of Valdosta, Georgia. Two young children have lost their parents in a tragic double homicide. The Wayne County Sheriff's Office says the children of the two people murdered, who are ages 1 and 3, were found in their home outside of Mount Olive where their parents were found dead Tuesday. The boys were not hurt. They're now with family, according to Wayne County Major Tom Effler. Effler says 27-year-old Tyrone Beeman Jr. and 21-year-old Chandrea Milhouse of Nightdale were both found dead in Beeman's Waller Road home near Mount Olive Tuesday afternoon. Members of the man's family stopped by after they didn't hear from him for a few days. Inside, they found Beeman and Milhouse dead in a bathtub and the two children there as well, but unhurt. Sheriff Kerry Winder says they believe the children were in the home with the bodies for 1 or 2 days. Investigators do not think this was a random act. They believe it could have been driven by revenge. They say the house wasn't ransacked, but they describe the scene as disturbing. Two children were not brothers. One was the child of Beeman, the other of Milhouse. It's believed the two were dating. A woman indicted for the murder of a Greenville woman who was shot in her car is now out on bond. Officials at the Pitt County Detention Center told me Alicia Parker posted a $1 million bond and left the jail Tuesday evening. Parker was indicted in September for the August 17th murder of Sierra Clark in Greenville. Witnesses told police they saw two vehicles stopped in the travel lanes near the intersection of 14th and Tyson Streets. Shots were heard. One of the vehicles drove away. The other, driven by 26-year-old Sierra Clark, rode across the intersection and hit a pedestrian crosswalk signal pole. 20-year-old Datrion Parker and 24-year-old Timothy Reeves are also charged in Clark's murder. They, however, are both still in jail. You're up to date right now. 7:37 is the time on this Thursday. I'm Heather King.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Today, showers early, then cloudy in the afternoon. Your high is going to be around 70 degrees, a 30% chance of rain, and you're probably getting that on your head right now if you're walking out to the car getting ready to go to work tonight. Cloudy early, becoming mostly clear after midnight, a low down to 38. And then tomorrow, Friday, sunny skies, high of 59. And at night, a mostly clear skies, a low of 33. That's your weather right here on WTIB 103.7. And we're ready for some sports because I know tonight is a big – well, before I go to sports, I got to tell Heather, I just feel awful. You are so professional over there. And then as soon as you kick it over here, the level drops drastically. So you have our apologies, and we hope you're not using this for,
This isn't going on my reel.
Yeah, this isn't going in your reel to send to New York or anything. We were both sitting over there looking, going, dang, she's good. And then they're coming over to us going, I'm sitting here hitting the bell by mistake. And got
oh,
the
that
boat.
Was a mistake? I thought that was like,
no, this
sports is here.
You need to be here next hour. You know what this is? You know what this is called?
What is
this
that?
This is from my old radio days. I created this myself. This is called a waffle bell.
Okay.
And when a politician is asked a question and they waffle on the answer, you hit the waffle bell.
Oh, see, now can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
I would love to hear.
Order up.
Like the buzzer from that old game Taboo where it was like, or Operation. So if they waffle, it's more a real negative noise.
No,
but that is, you know.
But
the
see,
same,
this is like when you go into a breakfast restaurant.
Right.
When you order your waffle, when the waffle's ready, the cook pitches to tell the waitress. So there is a correlation.
Order up.
I see it. Does Trent get to say order up when you hit it?
No. What Trent's going to do is we're going to play an interview that Henry did yesterday with a local politician.
Oh.
That did some Washington level waffling right here in Greenville. And Trent's just going to count because the count got pretty high. But you can see the dust on this. It's been about 10 years since I've used the waffle bell, but
welcome
this is working.
Welcome back, waffle bell.
But once again, that I just spent 2 minutes to tell you we're sorry for bringing you down.
Well, I have no reaction to that.
You have no? Okay. Okay. Work on your banter with the little people. Then.
Okay.
That's the only chink in your armor right now. McGee, give me some sports because I know tonight is a huge sports night.
Yeah, it's a primetime night for college football tonight. Four top 10 teams are in action, headlined by a Pac-12 matchup. That features number 2, Oregon, at number 5, Stanford. The Ducks are a perfect 8-0. Cardinal are 7-1. Kickoff set for 9 o'clock. Now, before that game gets underway, the Big 12 takes center stage as number 6, Baylor, hosts number 10, Oklahoma. The Bears are 7-0 and outscoring opponents by 48 points per game. The Sooners are 7-1. Kickoff from Waco set for 7:30.
Now, stop right there. Give me some predictions. Those are two monster games. You're going to waffle? There you go. You're waffling. You're not going to predict? You're not going to give me a prediction?
I should have stopped. I was just saying hit the belt. Let me know when to stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Give me some predictions on those games. Those are huge games. Because the Oregon game is at Stanford,
I will tell you that Oregon is favored by 7. The Bears are favored over the Sooners by 14. I like Oregon to win that game. It's going to be so hard to go against the Ducks with the way they're playing. Stanford's not as good up front defensively as they were a year ago. And Oregon, again, is super, super fast offensively. Fastest team by far in the country. And they're running it really, really well. I like Oregon to take it, but it's going to be a close one there. And Baylor, I think they get upset tonight. I think Oklahoma comes in tonight and puts it on Baylor. Not puts it on them as in beats them badly, but will win that game tonight in Waco. I think Baylor may be playing a little bit above their talent level, just my opinion.
Okay, and once again, you know, I'm Mr. Prediction, the Nostradamus of politics. I'm going to go into football. Baylor's cheating. There's no way you come from being what Baylor was 3 or 4 years ago to having a Heisman Trophy winner and now you're undefeated. So just mark my words. I may be, you know, not around. Henry may have kicked me off the show by then, but you're going to be doing a story about two college football programs, Ole Miss and Baylor. They are cheating. So just mark my words. How Ole Miss gets all the top African-American recruits in the country while they're waving a rebel flag around at their home games and are called the Rebels just amazes me. There's got to be something a little extra.
Makes
you
wonder. But you know what? Who isn't cheating these days? So
that's the question.
Everybody's doing it.
Your predictions, though, Trent. I support you with Oregon and Oklahoma. I follow my college football.
Hey. Are you big on the Ducks?
I'm not big on them, but I think that they're a good team right now. And I think they're, you know, I'm kind of tired of Alabama being number one. So I'm sort of rooting for Oregon just to be able to take over that number one spot because it's just been a long time. But I come from Big 12 college, so I know all those teams in the Big 12 in the Midwest, although my Missouri Tigers are now SEC. But, Baylor. What? Oklahoma.
Okay. Well, so I hate Oregon and all the dang uniforms. I mean, can never tell what the heck they're going to wear. They look like spacemen sometimes. But I think that gets a lot of recruits.
It's a recruiting tool that they do better than anyone else.
My apologies for interrupting your news story, I wanted some opinion in there.
No, I like that we got Heather's too. That was good stuff there. Week 10 of the NFL season tonight, the Vikings host the Redskins with a kickoff set for 8:25. The Pirate Game Day Countdown hits the air Saturday at 1 o'clock. It is set for homecoming here in Greenville as ECU welcomes Tulsa for a 3:45 kickoff inside Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium. Pirates are a 14-point favorite in that one, and if you can't make it out to Dowdy-Ficklin this weekend, you can watch the ECU-Tulsa game. It will be broadcast on Suddenlink's Channel 25, the Eastern Carolina Network, so check that out there if you can't make it out to watch the action in person on Saturday. And this may have been mentioned yesterday by Henry. Again, I was not here and didn't catch this part of it, but just in case he did not mention this, congratulations to J.H. Rose defensive end Gantavius Street on his selection to the U.S. Army All-American team. Street and the best high school players in the country will compete on the 4th of January in the All-American Bowl. And the big question is, where will Street attend school?
He's the defensive end from Rose,
right? It will not be
right
around here, I can tell you that, but it could be in state.
Is he the defensive end from Rose? Yeah. Okay. If you're watching Street, look at this right here, baby. Go to Miami.
Oh. Get a U.
The U.
A U pusher
over here. We take care of you. We take care of you.
I tell you what, if he wanted to, he could.
Huh? Oh, they're recruiting him heavy.
Yeah, everybody is.
He's the man.
So,
but, all right. You got more?
No, that's brought to you by.
Important.
Yeah, Stadium Sports, now an authorized Costa dealer with a great selection of Costa Del Mar sunglasses.
Love
just them. In time for the holiday season, and with steady colder temperatures right around the corner, Stadium Sports is fully stocked with ECU Under Armour gear and men's and women's cutter and buck sweaters, which look great, so stay warm and look good doing it. Stop by and see Eric Jarman and the gang, 1400 GU Charles Boulevard, Stadium Sports, where the players shop.
That's where they do it. Indeed. All right, we're going to hit a break here. When we come back, we're going to do the Genius Quiz.
All right.
And we know We have sources that have been saying some of y'all are sitting out there and sandbagging us in Google.
So I think they are.
So we're putting a time limit on it.
Yep.
And if you don't get in a certain amount of time, we're giving the gift certificate to Coach. Because, I mean, you know, you can't be rewarded for just Googling. So that phone number is 561-8255. Get lined up for the Genius Quiz coming up right after the break on WTIB 103.7 and Cable Channel 7.
Hey, you've been hearing about the Sunday brunch at Tripp's Restaurant, but if you have not tried it out, you are missing out. Every Sunday, Tripp's serves those awesome hot muffins along with a full country breakfast, a 3-egg omelet, also eggs Benedict and other great brunch choices with hot cinnamon apples and Tripp's hash browns. Mm-mm-mm. Check it out. Sundays from 10:30 to 3 at Tripp's. And don't forget Thursday's half-price wine day. All bottles, all glasses, all day. Tripp's on Red Banks Road in Greenville. Taste the difference.
If your mortgage rate could talk, would it sound like this?
Or would it sound like this?
If it was a means of transportation, would it be a submarine?
Or would it be an airplane?
If it had tickets to the game, would it be sitting courtside?
Or would it be up in the nosebleeds?
Don't settle for high mortgage rates. Switch to Select Bank and Trust today and ask about our limbo mortgage to see how low we can go. SelectBankandTrust.com. Select Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm with Lee Spain from Spain Telecom. Spain Telecom installed and services our phone systems here in the radio station, and I can personally recommend this gentleman, Lee Spain and Spain Telecom. Lee, let's talk about what's going on with Spain Telecom right now. I know you sell new phone systems for businesses, but people may not be aware you can service existing systems whether you installed it or not, right?
That's correct, Henry. We can service most systems that are out there. Customers have a lot of features that are already on their system now that they may not be aware of, and we can make some minor changes to improve their communication.
And Lee, how long have you been working on telephone systems?
I started my career with Carolina Telephone back in 1979 and been doing work ever since. Been doing this full-time for 4 years.
Folks, call Lee Spain at Spain Telecom. What's the telephone number and website, Lee?
They can call me at 252-353-2006 or my website at spain-telecom.com.
That's Lee Spain at Spain Telecom. Folks, I recommend him. Give him a call.
Whether you're looking for a place to host your next business dinner or just a romantic dinner for two, University Chop House, Greenville's number one restaurant for relaxed fine dining, has just what you're looking for. Serving only premium certified Angus beef, fresh seafood, ribs, chops, and the freshest salads in town, University Chop House is the place for all your fine dining needs. From class reunions to rehearsal dinners, off-site caterings to wedding receptions, and everything in between. Let one of our experienced event planners take all the stress out of your next event. University Chop House offers a full bar, extensive wine list, 16 beers on tap, including many local craft brews, and the best outdoor seating in Greenville. Check out the menu and make reservations online at universitychophouse.com. Open at 5 p.m. 7 days a week. University Chop House. There is no argument. We do steaks right.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town. You hear the music. All of Eastern North Carolina getting excited because it is time for the Genius Quiz, and that means two things. One, I put on my game show voice. And two, Trent McGee gives you a question, and if you answer, you get a fabulous prize from our prize closet. How about a $25 gift card to Trips, a free oil change from Dave Davis, East Carolina, Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and some goodies from Ann's Old Fashioned Dumplings. And I have to admit to you, I occasionally thieve one of those as I'm walking out. Mm-hmm. So there is some good stuff there. So that is quite a prize package. But we've made an executive decision now. We're going to give three or four shots, and then we're going to go, because I know y'all just Google. And we're not going to reward somebody who can just sandbag in Google. So this is a great question. So let's turn it over to the man with the questions and the answers. It's Trent McGee.
All right, Doug, and our first caller is Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, good morning.
Are you ready for this question? I'm just going to tell you, this is a tough one. It had us all stumped. So right. So put on your thinking cap. Unless you're driving, then keep it at 10-2. But this is a tough one.
All right, Jim, here we go. According to a new survey, people were asked, what did you try once and then quit forever? The number one answer was rollerblading. What was number two?
Oh, man, number two.
Keep it clean.
I'll keep it clean. That maybe, perhaps, oh, man, I have no idea. Sorry.
No, you got
take,
it.
Oh, take a guess.
Got it.
Come on, you can.
Drugs.
Drugs? No.
Let's hope they wouldn't try drugs again, but no, that's not
But that was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Thanks for calling, and try again next week.
Maybe that's what the politician said when he tried to crack cocaine. He will never try
again. Yeah, the guy
again.
Up in Toronto.
Yeah. Yeah, just that one. Yeah.
That's usually what people do with crack. That was awful. I'll never do that again.
I may have dabbled.
In my
who
drunken
is it?
Stupor.
Did you say Billy? Billy, welcome to Talk of the Town. How you doing this morning?
Good, and you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you asking. Did you hear that question?
Yes, sir.
You want Trent to say it again, or you got a guess?
I got a guess.
All right. Go ahead.
Cigarettes.
Ooh, another good guess. And that was one that went around the studio here when we were testing it. According to a survey, people were asked, what did you try once and then quit forever? The number one answer was rollerblading. And I've never even tried that once because I know how that would end it. But what was number two? And who do we got, Michael? Jerome, welcome to Talk of the Town. How you doing this morning?
Doing all right. How you guys doing?
We're hanging in there. Man, we have a great gift package. If you can tell us what the number two thing that people try once and then say, not for me and quit forever.
Is it ice skating?
Ice skating! Another good one.
Yeah, another good guess, yeah.
But that is not. And I'm being honest with you. I have forgotten the answer.
I'll tell you, I'll give a hint because this is at the point where Henry typically gives a hint that gives it away. But it is not a drug. It's not that kind of addiction or anything like that. It could be an addiction, but it's not a drug or anything, cigarettes or anything like that.
Yeah, this is a hard one. Would you say, Linda? Gosh, I'm got a photographic memory, don't I? Linda, welcome to Talk of the Town.
Hey.
How are you this morning?
How about snow skiing?
Ooh. Oh, that was mine.
Doug guessed that one, no?
Now, how does that make you feel that we're on the same wavelength? That was my guess. Is that a little disturbing to you? Linda, you're not even there. Well, I wanted Linda to humor me. Jeff, welcome to Talk of the Town.
Good morning.
How are you? You got a guess for this one?
I do.
Go ahead.
Changing an electrical socket.
That
is a detailed.
Yeah.
I would never.
Hey, make
that
noise again because that's what it sounds like the first time. Your hair's up.
That's funny. That's funny.
That is perfect.
Okay. No, that wasn't it.
We're going to do two more shots here, and then we're going to have to call it.
Hey, here's another hint.
I think we're in Google land.
Here's another hint, too. It's something you would do outside. When you're thinking, people said ice skating or skiing. Yeah, I mean, it's a physical activity. How about that?
Yes.
That might give it away.
Okay. Well, I don't know, because I can't even, you told me the answer, and I can't remember it. Yeah. Billy, welcome to Talk of the Town. How you doing this morning?
Good, and you?
I'm doing great, man. I got a big old stack of prizes here I'd love to give you if you know the answer to this question. Do you need to hear it again, or you got a guess?
Hear it again.
All right. According to a new survey, people were asked, what did you try once and then quit forever? The number one answer was rollerblading. What was their number two answer?
Skateboarding.
Skateboarding.
No
skateboarding, but thanks for calling. All right, Amy, you got the last shot at it. So maybe maybe you're the lucky last one.
I got one more hint. I got one more good hint. One more good hint because I know we're getting close to time. You and I were just talking about a person whose home was built who made all of his money.
I just remembered what it is. Okay.
Who made all of his money and is that a successful
life
doing
hint.
This.
Somebody's going to get it then. Okay, we'll take the rest of the caller because somebody's going to get it. Good hint. Amy, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you guys this morning?
We are great, as you can tell. Did that hint help you any?
No, but I was going to guess bungee jumping.
And that, once again, you should be frightened because that was one of my guesses too, so we've done it. Pam, welcome to Talk of the Town. You got a guess?
Good morning. Golf.
Yes, you got it. Golf.
That's good.
Thank you so much.
that hint.
Yeah.
Yeah, that helped you out.
I would have never gotten that. And the reason I told McGee I would have never gotten that, golf is one of those things. Usually when you go out and play once, your first 18 holes, you shoot about 145. But one of those is like a 3-wood that you hit like Tiger Woods. And you say, oh, I can do this. You remember that one shot out of the 145, and it brings you back again. So I was kind of shocked at that. But great. We have a great – did you hear all those prizes you're going to get? A $25 gift card to Trips, free oil change from Dave Davis East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and some goodies from Ann's Old Fashioned Dumplings.
And it proves that Pam was listening to the show earlier.
That's right. So, Pam, thank you so much for being a genius and playing the genius quiz. Hang on so they can get your information.
Thank you.
Perfect. All right. Michael, we got one break to go, or are we good at – we're clear. We love to be clear. Perfect. That was one of the tougher – Heather, did you have that one?
I had no clue. I was completely in the dark. That was tough. It was.
I'm serious. I'm not going to argue with the survey, but I would just – I would really like to find somebody who only played golf once. Because don't you agree – the first time – you remember the first time you played golf?
Yeah.
You went out there and you just hit one and you think, oh, my gosh. I wish I could just do that every time.
I wish I would have quit forever after my first time, but I did not.
I've played – I love it. I'd say less than a dozen times. And my problem was I was playing with people that were – fabulous, like scratch golfers, and then occasionally somebody would get into our threesome and some old fat guy that had a swing like an Atari, you know, an old video game would beat me, and I said, I don't want to be involved in anything
like
that an old fat guy can beat me.
Charles Barkley or
I'm talking like, you know, Strom Thurmond or something out there, you know, trying, and I said no. So I quit, and I went to the was it Mark Twain that said golf is a, what would he say?
A good walk spoiled.
A good walk spoiled. That became my my mantra. So I haven't picked up the clubs, and that's why whenever I get the golf swag, I give it to you and Henry. So
yeah, well, anytime you get any more, bring some my way.
My man's going out to California in a couple weeks, and you're at the top of the list.
Yeah, baby.
I can assure you of that.
All right.
Let's see what we got here as we finish out the hour. Once again, in the next hour, we are going to talk some about the Greenville election results, and we're going to have a little fun here with the Waffle Bell, and I think you're going to enjoy that. And I think I'm going to finish up by telling you a Joe Biden story, and this is – I'll play the media conspiracy thing. Do you remember how they just used to roast George W. Bush and say how stupid he was and everything?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sitting there trying to say, outside of a couple times he fumbled some words, I don't think he did anything that was all that ignorant. He might disagree with his policies, but that's what I'm saying. Some of that kind of stuff. And I like that. I'm
a word
inventor.
I like that word.
I'm a word inventor myself.
The internet.
But here's our man, the gift that keeps on giving, Joe Biden. Joe Biden, it was election day yesterday in Boston, and Boston elected a new mayor. His name was Martin Walsh. So Joe Biden picks up the phone and he calls Martin Walsh and he says, "You son of a gun, Marty, you did it. Congratulations." And the guy on the other line says, "Well, thank you, sir." And he says, starts talking about it and finds out it's the wrong Martin Walsh.
Yes.
And so he had to explain to the vice president, "I don't know what you're talking about, and you got the wrong number." So
classic.
Joe, I'm telling you, Joe Biden is the gift that keeps on giving when it comes to that. We got about a minute left. Thanks for calling Talk of the Town. What's on your mind?
The reason you only have a lot of people playing golf one time is because the husbands play all the time. The wives say, "You need to spend more time with me." Say, okay, I'll spend $1,000, buy you clubs, get you out there on the golf course. Go out there one time, they don't ever play again. My wife's golf clubs are sitting in the garage right now.
That makes sense.
It does.
I'm going to tell you. We should give you something for that. I'm serious. That makes the most sense out of everything that's been said on here today.
Daggone.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate you clearing that up. Doesn't that make sense?
It does. Yeah, yep. It does.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hour number one of Broadcast Excellence. Heather's not putting it on her reel, but we're putting it on ours, I guarantee you. And we got all the commercials in, too, so Henry's going to still love us. Hour number two coming up, we're going to go over the Greenville election results, talk a little bit about what some of those numbers mean, and we are going to play the waffle game, the waffle bell game, and I think you're going to love it. Right here on Talk of the Town on WTIB 103.7 and cable channel 7.
Teacher.
This is 103.7 WTIB, Williamston, Greenville, Winterville. Your home for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and Sean Hannity.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. President Obama reaching out to fellow Democrats who are worried about political fallout from Obamacare and the flawed launch of the federal marketplace website. ABC's Ann Compton.
He's not only trying to fix the website.
As frustrating as healthcare.gov may be sometimes, we are going to get this done.
President Obama is also struggling to repair political damage. Before he spoke in Texas, he spent two long hours with 15 fearful Senate Democrats who are up for re-election next year. Mark Pryor of Arkansas wants those who failed held to account. Alaska's Mark Begich calls the breakdown absolutely unacceptable in this day and age. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
For the first time, medical researchers have found cases of living former pro football players who have tested positive for CTE, a serious brain disorder, which is caused by head trauma and linked to depression and memory loss. ESPN reporter Steve Delson has been following this.
They've only tested 9 living players. If the test becomes widespread and accepted, it raises a lot of interesting questions. What about testing a current NFL player who's had concussions?
Hall of Fame running back Tony Dorsett is the latest former big-name player to be diagnosed. Another problem for the NFL, the league has now appointed a prominent New York attorney to investigate the Miami Dolphins over allegations of hazing of some players. Big event today for stock investors. Today's offering of Twitter is the biggest IPO of the year, but some investors are not convinced that Twitter is actually a good buy.
The bottom line is it's probably a high-risk, high-reward type of investment. So the question is it worth the risk of...
That's Diane Leesus, who is a wealth management advisor. This is ABC News.
Attention, active duty National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If your loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 877-460-9760. That's 877-460-9760.
Let's get it started.
I own 3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Parents of young children have better choices today for car booster seats. ABC's Dave Packer has findings from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. It compared today's brands.
The Institute's new ratings show 19 out of 31 models this year earned the top rating of best bet. Spokesman Russ Rader says buyers should do some research and hands-on testing.
Try the booster seat that you want to buy in your vehicle with your child to make sure that that belt fit is good.
What does a good fit look like?
The lap belt fits across the bony thighs, not riding up on the child's tummy.
And the shoulder belt should fit
securely across the middle of the child's shoulder.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
What was that object streaking across the sky in Southern California overnight? It was seen by many people from Santa Barbara to San Diego. Now weather experts say it was a meteor. I'm Richard Davies. ABC News.
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Whoa, what happened? Nice. The crowd was silenced. That's
nice, nice fade in.
Whew. I just got whiplash.
Yeah,
call an attorney. Wow. That hurt. Welcome to Talk of the Town. I am an injured but still playing Doug Raymond sitting in for Henry Hinton. And always glad to do that. And we're having a great show today. McGee is in, of course. He's the guy that keeps me straight. And who I call the men in the pen, Michael and Neil back there taking care of the board and taking your phone calls. Speaking of phone calls, if you've got something that's on your mind this morning, we'd love to hear from you. 561-8255, 561-8255. Coming up here in just a moment, we're going to talk about kind of wrap up the Greenville races and then have a little bit of fun with an interview that Henry did yesterday with the Waffle Bell. And Heather King is in here from WITN, going to do some news. But before we do that, Heather, I use the theory that the drug dealers use with crack. You know what I mean? You give them the first one for free and you get them hooked.
Okay.
As everybody knows who's been listening to the show for the past week, we got a new sponsor, 350 Degree Cheese Straws. Their website is 350cheesestraw.com. It's a couple friends of mine from down in Beaufort. They are just some of the best around, and Heather asked about it, so we're getting your unbiased opinion on it. You said you are a cheese straw connoisseur. What did you think of this?
I did not know such connoisseurs exist, but I'm happy to be one. I thought they were really good. I mean, if I wasn't sitting here on the yard, this would be gone by now.
It was really good. It's like a potato chip. You can't just eat one, right?
No, I agree. It's really good. I love cheese straws. And yep. I'm happy to support a local company, especially one in Beaufort.
That's right. Town
is just, honest to God, I love Beaufort.
Well, that's great to hear. Beaufort loves you.
Well, good. They're fun. It's beautiful.
And Sam and Ashley Sellers down there do a great job with that. And we literally, I've had to bring a second batch in here because the employees love them. We've been giving some away as prizes. And if you want to get some, they're at a lot of different stores. But the easiest thing to do is to go to 350cheesestraw.com. And let me give you a hint. I was talking to Sam the other day, and he was telling me some stuff that's going on. If you've got a business and you have some, you know, clients that you want something really special to send to, they can get these to your clients. They can put a little personalized card in there for you and everything. And this is a huge, huge deal. And I guarantee you, they won't forget this. It won't be like the standard little gift basket. These things are homemade and delicious.
So they make them in their kitchen?
Well, they have she used to, but now yeah. It's gotten so big, she has a corporate, she has like a bigger kitchen.
Yeah.
But it is, there's no, this is no assembly line. As you saw from the can, they're different sizes and
right. Everything.
They're hand cut.
Yeah.
They're hand cut and everything. And it's really a great entrepreneurial story.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just taken off.
It's a great success story.
Yeah. And they did real well at I keep calling it the home show. What was it?
The holiday show.
They sold out by 2 o'clock on Sunday at the holiday show last weekend.
So,
all right, Heather. Now that we've plugged cheese straws, give us all the shootings and drug bustings. No, that was good, man.
They've been like that this week. I mean,
but we've been busting some drug dealers.
Well,
I like that.
This is true. Yeah, everyone should be very proud to hear about this story from the Greenville Police Department perspective, because they are telling us that 53 people are now behind bars for crimes involving illegal guns and hardcore drugs. Police tell us that some of them are in local gangs. Greenville police say they're still looking for 21 more suspects. This was as of yesterday afternoon, bringing the total of people in this operation they want to have behind bars to 74. Greenville Police Chief Hassan Aiden says this has been a 9-month undercover operation with those arrested involved with illegal firearms, marijuana, crack cocaine, and heroin, to name a few. The roundup of arrests started on Friday. Now, out of the 21 still remaining, Lieutenant Carlton Williams says it should not be long before they, too, are behind bars. The assistant U.S. attorney is now investigating the crimes. Seized were 27 guns, 2 vehicles, marijuana, crack, powder cocaine, heroin, ecstasy, Percocet, and oxycodone. No, they went for it all. Well, authorities have issued arrest warrants now for the owner of the ride at the North Carolina State Fair that investigators say injured 5 people after safety equipment was tampered with. The Wake County Sheriff's Office says the warrants now for 32-year-old Joshua Macaroni were issued Wednesday. The statement said Macaroni is charged with 2 felony counts of assault with a deadly weapon inflicting serious injury and a 3rd felony charge of assaulting a juvenile. Two adults and a 14-year-old remain hospitalized in Raleigh almost 2 weeks after being thrown from the vortex. Two others were treated and released. That ride is owned by Macaroni's family business, Family Attractions Amusement Company of Valdosta, Georgia. Two young children have lost their parents in a tragic double homicide. The Wayne County Sheriff's Office says the children of the two people murdered, who were ages 1 and 3, were found in their home outside of Mount Olive, where their parents were found dead Tuesday. The two boys were not hurt. They are now with family, according to Wayne County Sheriff's Major Tom Effler. Effler says 27-year-old Tyrone Beeman Jr. and 21-year-old Chandria Milhouse of Nightdale were found dead in Beeman's Waller Road home Tuesday afternoon. Members of his family came by after they didn't hear from him for a few days. Inside the house, they found Beeman and Milhouse dead in a bathtub, and the two children there, but thankfully unhurt. Sheriff Kerry Winder says they believe the children were in the home with the bodies for 1 or 2 days. Investigators do not think this was a random act and could be driven by revenge. They say the house was not ransacked, but rather described the scene as disturbing. The two children were not brothers. One was the child of Beeman, the other of Milhouse. It's believed the two adults were dating. A woman indicted for the murder of a Greenville woman who was shot in her car is now out on bond, a $1 million bond. Officials at the Pitt County Detention Center say Alicia Parker posted the $1 million bond and left the jail Tuesday evening. Parker has been indicted already for the August 17th murder of Sierra Clark in Greenville. Witnesses say they saw two vehicles stopped in the travel lanes near the intersection of 14th and Tyson Streets. Shots were heard. One of the vehicles drove away. According to police, the other, driven by 26-year-old Sierra Clark, drove across the intersection into a crosswalk signal pole. 20-year-old Datrion Parker and 24-year-old Timothy Reeves are also charged with Clark's murder. They, however, are still in jail. And that is your WITN News update. Doug?
Heather, thank you so much, and especially thank you for that good news about those arrests. And I'm glad to see we're getting some of those gang members. I know you can't tell it from looking at me now, but I'm ashamed to say that I grew up in the streets of Miami, and I was in a gang, and I overcame that. You might not have. We were called the Speedy Whiteys. That's what we were called, because we just ran. Yeah. Anybody we saw anybody, we were the fastest guys in Miami. So we became known as the Speedy Whiteys. And
I'm going to ask the question that Heather's thinking: are you being serious right now? Because I don't know if you really. Or is this being, are you being facetious?
Somebody ring the bell.
You really think that we had jackets made up with Speedy Whiteys on the back of?
Hey, look, I've been to Miami, and I would not discredit anything anyone the only thing about that I can tell you in Miami. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, that's made up. The only story that I can tell you that is the truth that nobody
believes. You were thinking,
believes,
Heather.
Why is that?
You were thinking.
The only story that I can tell you that is the truth that nobody believes. There was a park in Miami that we used to go down and play basketball at, and the rule was, if anybody dunked on you, you had to give them your sneakers.
Oh.
And that was the honest guy. I mean, if somebody dunked on you, the game stopped and you unlaced your shoes.
I like that.
And not only did you – they didn't even wait till the end of the game. So not only did they take your shoes, you played the rest of the game in your socks. But you can imagine what it was like when somebody was heading for the rim. It was like a defensive back. You know, you weren't getting dunked on because you wanted to keep your sneakers. That's true. But the Speedy Whiteys.
I'm frankly relieved.
No.
I was a little worried about that for a minute.
No. Okay. Gosh, I got to be careful around here. You guys are gullible.
I don't want to shoot that theory down.
Okay. We're going to be serious now because weather is a serious business. McGee's got your weather report and
yeah.
And I believe it's sponsored, isn't it?
It is. It is sponsored. News and weather is. We'll get to the weather. First showers early today. They're tapering off this afternoon. Going to be cloudy this afternoon with a high around 70 degrees. So remaining fairly warm for today. A 30% chance of rain again. Ending this afternoon, becoming mostly clear this evening and remaining clear after midnight. Lows in the upper 30s for your Friday. Sunshine is back. Plenty of it. A high of 59 degrees. Clear skies for your Friday night with lows, though, dipping down into the lower 30s. So a chilly night to end the high school football regular season tomorrow night. Abundant sunshine for Saturday with highs in the low 60s and lows in the upper 30s. It should be a great weather day for game day here in Greenville on Saturday. News and weather brought to you by Bailey's Fine Jewelry, your new home for Tacori, a great selection of Tacori rings, earrings, necklaces, and bracelets. And Bailey's has that piece of jewelry that will fit your price range. So stop by their Greenville location, 511 Red Banks Road, or visit their Fayetteville, Rocky Mount, or Raleigh location. And I can tell you, my wife, this was a sign to me. I'm a smart man. She came in the other day and she said, yeah, I went by Bailey's the other day and they're getting out their holiday stuff.
Mm.
That's code for you need to go by Bailey's
right
this holiday season and buy me something.
Does she have a list there? You know that you can keep a list.
Oh, yeah. She has her name's in the system.
Right.
They know what she's bought. So every time I go in and get something for her, you know, they might recommend something else. Yeah. She's, so, yeah, she's.
Because every woman loves the Bailey's
they
box.
They do. She gets the mailers and all that. She's a Bailey's girl.
All right. Terrific.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take our quarter hour break here. And when we come back, we're going to get a little review of the election results out of Greenville. And then we're going to introduce you to just a classic piece of radio, the Waffle Bell. And you're going to enjoy this. So gather the kids around the radio. Call your friends. You won't want to miss this. On Talk of the Town, Doug Raymond sitting in for Henry Hinton on WTIB 103.7 and Cable Channel 7.
Hi, this is Parker Morgan with Morgan Printers in Greenville. We're a full-service, family-owned printing company specializing in four-color printing. We print everything, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, annual reports, books, posters, and even t-shirts, you name it. We even have an in-house person who proofs everything to help you look good, even if you send it or we design it. That's what working with Morgan Printers, a local printer, is all about. Morgan Printers, 252-355-5588. That's 252-355-5588 and at morganprinters.com.
The Sloan Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Washington, would like to invite you to stop by their office. Located at 245 West Main Street, the Sloan Agency looks forward to reviewing and fine-tuning your commercial and personal insurance policies. Celebrating their 62nd anniversary as an independent insurance agency, they represent a variety of well-established companies with competitive as well as affordable rates.
Hi, I'm Mike Sloan. Call our team today at 946-6114 or visit us online at sloanagency.com.
Why should you choose Pear Electronics? Well, it's pretty simple. If you're thinking about a new home entertainment system or a whole house audio system, you want the top level of service, right? Well, you can only get that with Jason Pear and the Pear Electronics team. The tradition of excellent service began when Jason's grandfather started Pear Electronics way back in 1969. Technology and electronics have certainly changed a lot since then, but what hasn't changed? The fact that Pear Electronics is the tops in the area in customer service. Jason's team can design your new system with a top home systems like 4K LED and projector technology by Samsung, Sony, and Runco, offering four times the resolution of high definition. Or Control 4 and Crestron, which can control everything from your iPad and smartphone, including turning on your security lights and HVAC. And Pear Electronics will service any system, even if they didn't install it. Call Jason Pear at 439-5295 or visit PearElectronics.com.
This year, give the gift of love with a gift card from Panache Hair, Nail, and Skin Spa. Gift cards can be redeemed for all products and services, including hair color, cuts and styles, manicures, pedicures, massages, facials, ear candling, soft glow body treatment, and much more. Stop stressing. Panache is your perfect gift for the holidays. Panache Hair, Nail, and Skin Spa. Across from PetSmart in Greenville. Open Monday through Friday till 7 and Saturday until 4. Call 353-4025 for your holiday gift card.
Play where the East Carolina Pirates call home, Ironwood Golf and Country Club. Ironwood is a Lee Trevino's signature course that was designed for golfers of all skill levels. Visit the fully stocked golf shop where their professional staff will assist you with all your golfing needs. As a holiday bonus through December, golf shop merchandise purchases of $50 and more will receive a free greens fee. Gift certificate purchases are available for rounds of golf, merchandise, golf instruction, and club repair. Remember to check out Ironwood's golf shop for the perfect holiday gift.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town. Doug Raymond sitting in for Henry Hinton on WTIB 103.7, Cable Channel 7. If never I met you, a little Kiss there. Hard Luck Woman. Why are we playing that? Tommy Thayer. The lead guitarist now for Kiss took Ace Frehley's place when the band had a little bit of problems. Is 53 years old today. And, you know, there's only certain Kiss songs, I think, that are format appropriate for for here. But that was a good one, and not a lot of people know. Let's get right to this Greenville City Council. I want to, first of all, do a quick recap. I know most of you know this, but you'll see why it's important. Number one, I want to say that anybody who has that standard line about, oh, why go vote? My vote doesn't mean anything. If you just look at some of these Greenville City Council races and how close they were, if you don't think your vote matters, and if you don't think that if you supported a candidate and you went out and you went to your Rotary Club or your Bridge Club or something and told some of your friends and influenced 8, 9, 10 people that you could have made a difference, all you need to do is look at these results. We'll run through them very quickly. Marion Blackburn, she won re-election to her District 3 seat with 52% of the vote to 48% of the vote. That's a difference of just 78 votes, which, once again, that's not a lot of votes. Candy Smith won re-election to her seat, 70-30. That was a big win there. The at-large seat, which was kind of the one everybody was looking at, Calvin Mercer had moved from one of the district seats to the at-large to run for the at-large seat, and he defeated the current at-large member, Dennis Mitchell, 52-48%. But once again, that was only 451 votes. And in the scheme of things, you think of that. You know, if you had to get out the vote effort stuff, that's not a lot of votes. Of course, Richard Croskery, am I saying that right?
Yep, you are.
He defeated, in a three-way race, defeated Michael Overton and James Woodley with 51% of the vote. And the one that everybody's talking about right now – oh, got to mention Mayor Alan Thomas won re-election, won fairly handily, 57% to 42%. But the one everybody's talking about is over in District 4, Rick Smiley and Terry Williams. Terry Williams, the incumbent, they each have 50% of the vote. There is a 13-vote difference, Smiley over Williams at this point. There's probably going to be a recount called for and everything. 13 votes separating your choice for a council person. So once again, if you ever want to argue that my vote doesn't matter, you just need to look at this. And I was telling Heather, we were talking about it off the air, that a few years ago down in Carteret County, we had a similar situation. And when they did the recount, it actually came down to 2 votes. And an incumbent was defeated by 2 votes. And you don't know how many people came up to that incumbent and said, I am so sorry, I didn't vote, yeah, or I didn't get to the polls that day and stuff. So, you know, please, folks, whether it's a presidential race or anything, your vote does matter. You know, I think it's part of being a good citizen and going out and voting. But
sure,
especially in these races like this, your vote does matter.
It's a privilege.
Yesterday, I was doing something early in the morning, and you know that I'm even though I'm out of the signal range there on the coast, I'm a loyal listener to the show, and I use my TuneIn app on my phone, or if I'm at the computer, I listen to on the WTIB website. And I happened to tune in just when I remember you telling me that Henry was going to interview the candidates,
mm-hmm,
and the winners and the losers. And as I tuned in to the show, I happened to tune in just when he was bringing on Calvin Mercer. And I'm going to tell you something. I am not going to make comments about Mr. Mercer's politics, what he stands for, or anything like that, because I just don't know enough about it. What I am going to comment on is this interview that our illustrious host Henry Hinton did it. And I am going to bring out, as I said, what I have dubbed the waffle bell. And for those watching on Cable 7, this is the bell. This is just your standard little bell. And we got this idea, if you ever go to a little breakfast place, Waffle House used to do it, not anymore. But a lot of times the cook will have this bell, and when your waffle is ready, they did a little ding, and that lets the waitress know to come get your waffle. And I would watch the Sunday morning news programs and see, you know, Russert and all these guys asking these congressmen questions, and then they give a two-minute answer, and they never answered the question. So we had this ongoing thing on Monday. We called it the Waffle Bell, and we would pick one of the interviews, and we'd go, and we'd sit there, and they'd say, you know, your office has come under scrutiny for your votes on such and such. You know, how do you explain that vote? And the guy would just say, well, let me say this. And he would go off on another thing, and we'd just start going, okay, boom, there's the first waffle. Oh, there's the second waffle, and we'd kind of keep a count. So we are going to bring the Waffle Bell out of retirement for this Calvin Mercer interview yesterday with Henry Hinton, because I'm telling you, I heard it, and I jokingly called afterwards and said, I thought Bill Clinton was on. The only thing that was missing was, it depends on what the definition of is. It was incredible. So, and I don't think, McGee, I don't think you've heard this, have you?
Because, no, this is my first time.
Okay, so what I'm going to ask you to do is just keep count of the bell, because I'm good with the waffle, but I'm not good with the count, so you keep count. And, Michael, you got that queued up? All right, this is from yesterday's program, Henry Hinton interviewing victorious Greenville City Council at-large member Calvin Mercer, talking about his victory and some of the questions surrounding it. So go ahead, and Michael, and if I ask you to stop, if you can hit the button, do it.
Is Calvin Mercer. Calvin's on the telephone. Calvin was successful. He represented District 4 in the Greenville City Council and then chose to run for the City Council at large seat. And the victorious Mr. Mercer joins us on the phone. Good morning, Calvin.
Good morning, Henry. Always good to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you.
Well, congratulations. That's the first thing. It's not always good to talk to him.
You know, you and I have joked over the years
Michael. Can you stop that? Well, I'm going to give him a pass on that because I think both him and Henry were both just being cordial. He was being nice, saying it's always good to talk to you. And Henry was saying congratulations when I really don't think he wanted to congratulate him. But that is not officially a waffle. So we're going to take away that first bell. And we'll start from there, and we'll start at the questioning process.
So, about Michael, go the ahead. 4-2 vote. I guess not joked. We've discussed before. It hadn't been a joke to you. The 4-2 vote. And, you know, Calvin, I'll just ask you straight out. There's just this sense that that was your motivation for moving out of District 4 and becoming the city council at large guy and recruiting candidates. Did you recruit this winning slate of Rick Smiley and Rick Kroskery to run in this race? That's what everybody thinks.
Well, Henry, I talked to a lot of people, and I certainly appreciate good people stepping forward, and I think I'm ready to work with whoever.
Did you recruit them, Calvin?
Well, no, they're all independent people, and they make these decisions on their own. I mean, I follow things very closely, and once good people step forward, I'm happy to follow their.
But you would admit that there was an organized effort. There was a PAC that was formed, this Common Ground PAC. There was a PAC formed, and there were some like-minded people that think like you that got together and really raised a lot of money. I mean, for crying out loud, you raised almost $47,000 for this race, and still,
and by the way, nothing
it was
wrong
still
with
closer,
that.
I think,
no
than a lot of people and probably yourself thought it was going to be. Clearly, there was a renewed effort on your part and others who think like you and want the changes in Greenville made that made an effort to try to take out this and take control of the city council.
Well, Henry, in terms of the money that was raised, and it was broad-based, support for raising that money and the support for the candidates that won last night, you can't do that unless there's a real interest on the part of the population out there. And
valid point, no problem with that.
That's what made the difference here was all the people out there who wanted a shift in the city council. They want open government. They want civil, respectful government, and they want transparent. So that's I think I certainly want to acknowledge the people who step forward. A lot of people have ideas, but if they don't resonate with the people, they don't go.
The voters spoke. Got no problem with that.
Let's go back to this question. This was, I think, by far the nastiest campaign I've seen. And a lot of people think that you were nasty. And there was even, and of course, there were people who ran a lot of nasty things about you. The PAC that was formed ran things that talked about things that you had said in your book. You denied saying those things. They doubled down and came back and showed the page numbers and apparently were distributing that. And then the other thing that I want to ask you about, there was a report that you actually had a robocall complaining that students had been brainwashed. Did you say that on a robocall?
I do not recall making any kind of statement about students being brainwashed. There were.
Do not recall.
There have been a lot of reports about students who were taken to the polls and promised certain things and so on, but I can't verify those reports.
What were they promised?
I wouldn't want to say.
Well, I mean, it's over now. Why don't you tell us what you heard that the students were promised?
Well, I prefer not to, you know, say things I heard. I mean, maybe.
Well, what was your robocall? What comment did you make about the students?
I prefer not to say things I heard.
I really can't remember. I made several.
Calvin, it was Tuesday night. You can't remember what you said in your robocall?
I sent out several robocalls. I mean, I indicated that.
It was Monday night. I'm sorry.
Told me. Okay, here I'll tell you things that students have told me is that I've had students tell me that they have been told, and I don't, you know, where this comes from, that I'm going to close the downtown entertainment district, that their rents are going to go up, you know, that sort of thing. So I tell them that's not accurate, and so. You know.
Well, I don't want to run out of time. Let me ask you this: you have had a pretty public feud with Mayor Thomas, and it's clear that you and Mayor Thomas have not been singing Kumbaya, and you probably don't like each other. I guess that's subjective, and it looks like you don't like each other. Can you work with Alan Thomas on this council for the betterment of the community?
Andrew, we have serious issues facing the city. We need to move the city forward, and we need to be adults and sit down and work together. And I'm certainly willing to do that. We have to put the welfare of the city above, you know, any kind of personality disagreements we might or might not have. And I'm certainly willing to do that. The election's over. We now have to find a shared vision and move the city forward in an open and transparent way. I'm committed to doing that. I really am.
All right. What kind of count did you have there, McGee?
Unofficial totals from one precinct reporting of one precinct, 13.
13 waffles. And, I mean, my favorite one was, though, I mean, he is good at it. I'm telling you, I know politics, and that was just a thing of beauty when he asked him, did you recruit the candidates, and it was – hey, when good people step up, I'm always excited about it. Never answered that question. When he asked him about the robocalls and that there was a robocall supposedly went out that he said something about being brainwashed, he starts saying he doesn't remember what he said in the robocall, said that three times, and then he said, well, what I have heard is students think that I was going to shut down the downtown area. Never answered that question. And, you know, once again, I'm not going to get into the politics of it, but one of the first things he said there upon Henry's congratulation is he was looking forward to moving forward with transparency in government. What was transparent about that interview? He didn't answer any of the questions. And the fact that if you have ever – I have seen the newsletter that Calvin puts out, and about a quarter of his newsletter is trying to tear Alan Thomas a new one. And anybody who thinks that those two are going to get along – is just, you know, they're in another world. And, you know, I will say the little bit of editorializing I will leave with here is Mercer won his race 52-48, only 451 votes separated it. And interesting, 43 write-ins in that one too, that there was a lot of people that didn't care for either candidate. Alan Thomas won by a much larger margin when they were both citywide elections. So you might look at it and say that maybe Alan Thomas had a little bit more of a mandate than Calvin Mercer did when you're looking at the citywide election and who got the most votes. But as I've often told people in city politics or county politics, when you have a board of that nature, and especially when it's a 7-person board, it's about counting to 4. And Mr. Mercer understood that. He got his slate together. He got organized. He raised the money. That's politics, and you can say what you want, but he did it better than the other side, and that's why he won. And as I always say, to the victor goes the spoils. But, you know, for Greenville's sake, let's just hope, as I heard three people who called me yesterday and said, we're afraid this is going to turn into Chapel Hill, and Greenville is nothing like Chapel Hill, and I hope it doesn't go in that direction. But there you have it. The institution of the Waffle Bell, and I think it was quite appropriate for that one. And as I said, if Mr. Mercer ever gets bored with Greenville, he may have a future in Washington, D.C., because that was national quality waffling, in my opinion.
I think everybody is looking forward to seeing how the new additions to the council with Richard Croskery and now Calvin Mercer being in the at-large seat and Rick Smiley coming on board, how everyone now will work together
and once
how
again,
they will
if
mesh.
The Rick Smiley vote holds up, because 13
correct.
Votes.
Correct.
Could,
my mistake.
The recount.
Yeah, but, the recount called by Terry Williams. But, yeah, how they will work together with Mayor Thomas back on and Rose Glover still on board, and then Candy Smith winning re-election to her seat. You know, how now they will – we'll mesh. We'll see.
And listen, I have seen some of people, and I would venture to say that Calvin Mercer didn't think it was going to be. Everybody I talked to didn't think that race was going to be as close as it ended up being. So maybe
and
that's.
I did. I'm surprised to hear that people thought that it was going to be close.
But I think everybody needs to, you know, and I'm not a Greenville resident, but I think everybody needs to get on board, and you know. As I said, if you have differences of opinion, differences of philosophy, your candidates went out, there may be some changes. But let's hope that it's not just, well, this is what the previous board did, and we didn't like them, so we're going to undo it. And there may be things that were very positive for Greenville. You don't want to see them undoing it just for the sake of, you know, kind of gotcha politics. So with that, we'll go to our break. Phone lines are open at 561-8255, 561-8255. You're listening to Talk of the Town. I'm Doug Raymond, sitting in for Henry Hinton on WTIB 103.7 and Cable Channel 7.
Nothing is more important and peaceful than knowing your home and family is protected and safe. At Seaboard Security Systems, our job is to make sure you feel secure for every aspect of your life. Seaboard Security utilizes the most advanced communications technology partnerships available to monitor alarm systems around the clock for your home or your office. Go to work or vacation knowing your home or office is secured with a state-of-the-art security system from Seaboard. Call today for an estimate at 975-2869.
Do you need a primary care physician? Greenville Express Care is pleased to announce that Dr. Don Ribeiro is now accepting new patients at his Greenville office. Dr. Ribeiro has been taking care of the fine citizens in Pitt County for over 20 years. He will also see patients with acute care issues such as sore throat, ear infections, and flu. We also treat minor injuries such as sprains and fractures to include on-site x-rays. Walk-ins are welcome, and you will typically be seen within 30 minutes of arrival. Call us at 413-0720 or come see us at 613 South Memorial Drive, located beside HealthWise Pharmacy in Greenville.
Sign up for a shared data plan with U.S. Cellular, and you can connect hotspots, tablets, and wireless modems for free through the end of the year. So pool your data to meet your internet needs. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello better. Waived monthly shared data device connection charge on tablets, wireless modems, and mobile hotspots until 12/31/2013. Valid with new two-year agreements. Limited time offer. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Visit Cellular Warehouse, your local authorized U.S. Cellular agent in Williamston, North Carolina. Or call 252-789-4777. And don't forget that our business specialists will come directly to your office for all your wireless needs. That's right. No more waiting in line at the store. Your own personal wireless expert at your doorstep with one easy phone call. Call Toby Williams at 252-799-7051 or Carla Sutherland at 919-580-7315 today. And let them put their 30 years of combined experience to work for you today.
Hi, this is Catherine from Winslow's. Make Sunday fun day at Winslow's. Every Sunday, we have our brunch buffet beginning at 10:30 a.m., which features a free stack of buttermilk pancakes. We've got 10 draft beers on special for only $2.75, and team trivia starts at 7 with your chance to win great prizes. Enjoy our relaxed outdoor dining areas in the courtyard or on the patio, and they are pet-friendly. Need a private meeting space? Don't forget about our private banquet facilities with room for up to 100 people. Winslow's specializes in parties of all kinds. Let us host your next birthday, retirement, baby, or bridal shower. We have all-inclusive services for every type of event. Give us your guest list and your details, and we'll take care of the rest. With our beautiful atmosphere, 46 beers on draft, and our affordable menu, Winslow's is the place to be. Request a reservation by visiting us at winslowsdeli.com. Visit us soon at 120 West 5th Street in Uptown Greenville.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town. I'm Doug Raymond, sitting in for Henry Hinton on WTIB 103.7 and Cable Channel 7. 561-8255. If you've got any comments, 561-8255. And we got a lot of stuff to get to here, and just about 20 minutes left, so I'll try to run through some of these very quickly. This one, I know many of you out there, because I've heard Henry talk about it before on the air, are familiar with the Common Core curriculum and the controversy surrounding that, on whether that's a good thing to have this kind of nationalized curriculum. And some people are against it because of the philosophy of, education should be handled at the local level. I'm one of those radical people that think that we should eliminate the federal part of education. The states should just handle it. I don't think that's a function of the federal government, and we should just let states handle educating our children. But there's been a lot of discussion about the Common Core curriculum, and a news story came out today that somebody got a hold of a worksheet that was being given out by, and I'm not sure the age group, it's somewhere, I think maybe around third or fourth grade. And they're saying this is another thing that we were concerned about, that politics are creeping into the Common Core curriculum. And what this is this is a – it's actually a English worksheet, I guess you would call it, several worksheets. And it's dealing with nouns and verbs and possessive nouns and things. And the direction of this one worksheet that I'm going to reference here very quickly says – to make each sentence less wordy by replacing the underlying words with a possessive noun phrase, and then you write the sentence on the line. So that sounds easy. And what they had done, they had kind of had a theme here, and I think the lesson was called Hold the Flag High, and it was a story of an African-American who fought for an African-American brigade for the Union, and when he was wounded in battle – he refused to let the flag touch the ground, you know, and even though he was gravely wounded, until he could pass it off to somebody else and it hold the flag high. So there were some stories in there that were good historical stories, and then they also tried to get some English in it. But listen to the sentences here and tell me if any of this kind of – you go, well, wait a minute. That's I took civics. I remember that. That doesn't sound right. So here's the first sentence that they want these young children to make less wordy. The job of the president is not easy. Okay, I'm all right with that. And they said the suggested way you would change that would be the president's job is not easy. All right. The people of the nation do not always agree. Okay, I'll give you that. A nation's people do not always agree. That's their less wordy way. The choices of the president affect everyone. No doubt there. The president's choices affect everyone. Here is where the problems start. He, and he is a reference to the president, make sure the laws of the country are fair. Now, folks, I hate to tell you, but it is not in the constitutional authority of the president to make sure that the laws of the country are fair. That is the judicial branch of the government. And that is just blatantly wrong. And to say that the president of the United States' job is to make sure the laws of the country are fair, I know this is an exercise in possessive nouns, but that is absolutely incorrect constitutionally, civics, however you want to say it. So we'll go on to the next one. The commands of government officials must be obeyed by all. Now, listen, when the cop pulls me over, even if I'm not speeding and I don't think my taillights are out, I respect that officer and I try to obey. But to make a broad statement that the commands of government officials must be obeyed by all, once again, folks, if you look at the Constitution and the way the framers wrote it, this is what they were worried about. They were worried about individual liberties not being taken away by foreign invaders, but by their own government that they were created. So I've got a problem with that one too. The commands of government officials must be obeyed by all. So they're telling these little third and fourth graders that the president's job is to make sure the laws of the country are fair and that the commands of government officials must be obeyed by all. And I'm not going to get into, oh, this sounds like, you know, Nazi Germany or something, but that's just wrong. And then here's the final one. The wants of an individual are less important than the well-being of a nation. The wants of an individual are less important than the well-being of the nation. The whole purpose of the Bill of Rights was to assure the individual that they were not going to lose their rights and their wants by an overreaching, oppressive government, that being the nation here. So there are three statements right there that are blatantly against what the Constitution says. And once again, this is an English lesson, and you say, well, Doug, they're just trying to move, you know, words around and everything. But this is what people are concerned with, that there's it's a heavy word, but I'm going to use it, that there's an indoctrination going here, that you're telling third and fourth graders that no matter what the government says, you got to obey them. That's not what our founding fathers believed. I mean, that the president's in charge of making sure the laws of the country are fair. No, that's the judicial branch. That's the whole purpose of checks and balances. And that your individual wants and desires are not as important as the well-being of the nation. And once again, that's not correct. And that's a worksheet. Those on TV, there it is right there. That's a worksheet that is in the Common Core curriculum, and it's making news today. So I'm sure you're going to hear a lot more about that. But
can I see that?
Yes, you can see that.
So again, the point of this lesson was to make
the sentences less wordy, which is a strange thing anyway.
It is, and I was an English minor, and I even questioned some of those
Well, I was a history minor, and I probably couldn't do those. So, I mean, we were on opposite ends of the spectrum. But I can tell you, those last three statements are incorrect constitutionally. And once again, out of all the topics that whoever is making this curriculum could have chosen, why are they choosing topics like this, saying the president makes laws and you should always listen to the government no matter what they say and your needs aren't important as the nation's need? Out of all the topics they could choose to teach you about possessive nouns, why are they doing that? It's
interesting.
It is very interesting. 561-8255, 561-8255. We're going to take a break, come back, and wrap up a few more things in the news because it has been a busy news day. Doug Raymond sitting in for Henry Hinton on Talk of the Town on WTIB 103.7 and Cable Channel 7.
It's time to make the right call for your business, and Daryl Harrison, the local Xerox authorized sales agent with Document Solutions East, is doing just that by helping folks find the right Xerox solution for their office needs. Right, Daryl?
Absolutely. Xerox continues to help businesses make the right value call for copiers and printers in eastern North Carolina.
Daryl, you've been associated with Xerox now for over 30 years. That's quite a tradition of excellence. And you've been recognized many times as one of the top groups in the Southeast for the customer service guarantee and performance results in both black and white and color units.
Thanks very much. We are proud of our track record in eastern North Carolina and will continue working hard to provide great Xerox products with great pricing supported by great people.
Folks, the local Xerox team understands the right value call for your office solutions. Call Daryl Harrison, Document Solutions East, your local authorized Xerox sales agent at 321-7994. 321-7994. Make the right call.
The tradition of excellence continues with Xerox. We have a great team serving eastern Carolina.
If you haven't previewed this year's Almanac, here's a heads up. It's gonna be a cold winter.
Hey, that would go along with our unseasonably cool summer. And Krispy Kreme just announced the perfect fall treat. Wait for it. You just won't believe it. Get ready for your mouth to water. Pumpkin cheesecake donuts. A tasty combination of smooth cream cheese and pumpkin-flavored filling topped with cream cheese icing and ginger snap cookie crumble. That sounds so good. But now I have a dilemma because I always wait in anticipation every year for their yummy pumpkin spice donut, a moist, old-fashioned pumpkin spice flavored cake donut coated with Krispy Kreme's famous glaze. Well, aren't you going to say anything? Oh, I was right. It does make your mouth water. Here's a paper towel. I'll be back in 5. Just running to Krispy Kreme to satisfy the craving.
Krispy Kreme, Goldsboro, and Greenville. And can you bring me another paper towel before you leave?
I'm with Bill Jenkins of the Clement Companies. And, Bill, we've been hearing about the Affordable Care Act, and now it's here. What are you folks over at the Clement Companies been doing to get ready for this big moment?
Henry, we were prepared to assist and enroll individuals in a health insurance plan that best fits their situation. There are many new rules and regulations with health care reform that will impact us significantly.
And with small businesses, I know everyone's trying to get a handle on it. What are you doing to help small business, small employers to get ready for the Affordable Care Act?
For employers that offer group health insurance to their employees, we will review with them to determine their best option when comparing benefits and premiums going forward into 2014.
Bill, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way?
We're located at 105 East Arlington Boulevard, and if they will call my office at 252-756-8300.
Bill Jenkins with the Clement Companies. The Clement Companies, insurance solutions today in preparing for tomorrow.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town. I'm Doug Raymond, sitting in for Henry Hinton. Michael, what was that? I pride myself on knowing all your music. What was that?
That was AC/DC and Rock and Roll Train.
Rock and Roll Train. Okay. Yeah, I thought it might have been, I recognized the Angus Young riffs, but I was not familiar with that song. So you get some cheese straws. You stumped me.
Oh.
Because I pride myself on that. All right, as we wrap up, got a couple things here. I want to tell you about this is kind of humorous. And also, getting some contact. People liked the waffle bell, but we did have somebody say that the bell is making their dog salivate. So, you know.
Or howl, one of the two.
For those of you who remember your psychology classes in Pavlov, 561-8255. In Raleigh, the DOT has something called the Traveler Information Management System, and they have those things that are on the highway that tell you, hey, coming up in a couple exits, we got a problem. But they also have a thing that you can sign up for, and you can have your email and your Twitter account signed up for, and it will send you messages to let you know what's going on with the traffic. So apparently, yesterday at 3:52 p.m., you know, you're getting ready to kind of wrap up work and thinking about heading home, and you're on this system, you get an email or to your Twitter account, you get the following message that an exit is closed. The ramp that goes on to I-440 East in Raleigh has been closed, and the reason why? Women drivers, rain, and Obamacare. So it ends with, just stay home. So obviously what happened is a hacker somehow got into their system, and people all over Raleigh were getting a message that the I-40 East ramp on Raleigh was closed because of women drivers, rain, Obamacare, and they should just stay home. So kind of enjoyed that. They got to the bottom of it. They said they claimed that they actually did not get hacked. They learned that a contractor who was hired 6 months ago was performing routine tests, and that individual violated procedures by failing to turn off the external feed. So, in other words, he didn't think it was live when it was, and he was playing around kind of like the you're maybe too young to remember the classic Reagan when he was getting ready to do his weekly address. And they were doing his mic check, and he said, we will begin bombing the Russians in 10 minutes. And the Russians went to, like, DEFCON 4 very quickly, and he didn't know the mic was on and live. So kind of funny one there.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Let's wrap it up. There really is a lot of sports to talk about, and I know – ECU, for those of you that can't make the game, and you should this week because the weather's going to be great, but always kind of a fun chore to find out where the heck the game is on TV. So I know that's one of the things that we want to find out with McGee and sports. So, Trent, what do you have for us?
Yeah, if you can't make it out this weekend for the 3:45 kickoff inside Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium, you can watch the ECU-Tulsa game. It's homecoming Saturday on Suddenlink's Channel 25, the Eastern Carolina Network. Again, kickoff is set for 3:45, and Suddenlink's Channel 25 will have the broadcast of that game if you cannot make it out this weekend. Again, ECU and Tulsa homecoming. The Pirate Choose Pews Pirate Game Day countdown hits the air at 1 o'clock.
Who hosts that?
Some guy named Trey. I can't even think of his name, but
he's a handsome devil. I know that.
He's a good-looking guy. He is. Along with Pat Jones and Jay Sonhalter coming up at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And so I want to mention, Doug, that, again, if you happen to see either one of these two over the weekend, be sure to congratulate them. Steve Logan, former ECU football coach here, and David Garrard, former quarterback here, now back on with the Jets, being inducted Friday night into the ECU Athletics Hall of Fame. Both well-deserved. Two big honors for two great people. And I think it's going to be a great weekend overall. And as Henry's mentioned, it's kind of ironic that, you know, Steve Logan coming from Tulsa, and we're playing Tulsa this weekend. So it's should be a fun weekend.
Well,
congratulate those
and guys. I know Henry went into it a lot because him and Logan are very close, and he didn't like the way it ended, as a lot of people did. But he just really feels like this is full circle and coming back.
Yeah,
and
yeah, it is.
This is I fully admit, you know, my number one priority is Miami Hurricanes, and that's who I follow. But I have always, from the first time I moved to Eastern North Carolina, I would tell my friends, and this is back when ECU wasn't very good, I said, I see things in ECU that I saw in Miami. People forget, in the late 70s, Miami was actually taking a vote to shut down their football program. That was so bad. They would have high school football games in the Orange Bowl prior to the Miami games that would draw. They would hope to draw the people in. They would stay for the Miami games, and they would outdraw the Miami games. They were terrible. But there was such a talent pool to pull from if they could just keep that talent at home.
Mm-hmm.
And if ECU could just keep some of this top-notch talent in North Carolina in there and then pull from some of the surrounding areas. And I really think the biggest thing going for ECU is the fan base. When you go to an East Carolina football game, it is a college atmosphere. You know, it is people screaming their guts out. You got tailgating out front. You got great-looking facilities. I mean, it's just it's a great atmosphere, and I think Coach Logan was a big part of bringing that
to it.
Congratulations to both of them, and I hope I do get to talk to both of them and congratulate them personally. Well, this segment of Talk of the Town is done. I will be back tomorrow again for more enlightening talk radio. McGee, you going to be here?
I'll be.
Okay. Sounds like a date. Michael, Neil, thanks for the help, and thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning about 7 a.m. for Talk of the Town on WTIB 103.7 FM.
Don't let cataracts disrupt your life any longer. The time for restorative clarity is now. Precision Eye Care is Eastern North Carolina's only team certified to perform LensX laser cataract removal. LensX is the most advanced and reliable cataract procedure available. Where traditional cataract procedures require the use of a scalpel, LensX uses a finely tuned laser to precisely and quickly break up the entire cataract for easy removal. This bladeless procedure is painless and more gentle than traditional cataract procedures, which often results in faster recovery times and lasting results. The level of clarity you'll receive from the LensX procedure is matched only by the renowned expertise of Precision Eye Care. To learn more about LensX laser cataract removal, contact Precision Eye Care at 252-946-2171 or visit precisioninc.com today and experience life-changing clarity.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casnove, Branch Manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500 to speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
It's that time of year again. The good folks at Bertie County Peanuts are hitting the road and bringing all their fantastic peanut snacks to your town. Look for all their great taste in Fayetteville at the Holiday Fair, November 7th through the 10th, and in New Bern at the Holiday Gift Show, November 8th through the 10th. Or you can shop online at BertieCountyPeanuts.net or visit them at Powell and Stokes in Windsor. Bertie County Peanuts, a Christmas tradition all over North Carolina.
It's the big finish at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Hey folks, this is Chip Davis. We want to say thanks to all of our customers in Eastern North Carolina this holiday season. We invite everyone to come see our selection of new cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans during our annual Big Finish sales event. We're offering great financing options and big savings for you.
The end of the year is the absolute best time to buy a new car at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. You'll get huge end-of-year savings on all remaining new 2013s. But that's not all. Even the new 2014 models have been discounted for this Big Finish event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2013 Chrysler and Ram vehicles. Or lease the new 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $359 a month.
It's finally here. Come see us now for the best selection. You don't want to miss the Big Finish at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep, across from the Cracker Barrel in Greenville.
Grand Cherokee lease payments based on 39 months with $24.99 down. See dealer for details.
103.7 WTIB, Williamson, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Now we can go right on to talk.